I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Attitudes toward foreign migrants in South Africa have turned uglier in recent weeks. Now they've exploded into attacks, and they are escalating. The violence has spread to at least four new areas around Johannesburg. 13,000 migrants have reportedly sought refuge. About 1,000 of them have moved into the Central Methodist Church in Johannesburg. That church has long been a safe haven for immigrants from Zimbabwe. Paul Verrain is the bishop there. Now, Bishop Verrain, when we talked to you just a few weeks ago, you were greeting at that time a steady flow of refugees from Zimbabwe who were fleeing the economic collapse there and the political persecution going on there. Now, you're housing even more people in your church facility, but these people are not new to the country. Why are they being the subject of attacks right now?
Well, I think there's been a build-up. You know, I think that the foreign nationals have found themselves at the end of a fairly prejudiced stick. Reports in newspapers and in the media speak about illegal aliens in the place. And of course, you keep on calling people illegal, 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 and then you connect them every now and again with the crime that is happening in South Africa, which is almost like a pandemic. And you begin to start creating, I think this is one of the threads. I think there are many others. For instance, I think that part of this thing is fairly carefully manicured and orchestrated.
By whom?
That's a difficult question. Bits and pieces from all over the place, if I could say that to you. So you would find some people in authority involved in it. You would find politicians involved in it. It's far too focused and far too accurate just to be sort of happenstance, you know. I had somebody who had attended a meeting yesterday where he actually witnessed people being given money to do this stuff. And he said to me, the next thing is schools, and I want to tell you that they are going to go for a nationwide phenomenon.
Well, but to what end? And why would it even begin? I mean, if it is, for instance, members of the government, members of the security forces, the police in South Africa, why would they want to foment violence against foreigners, against anybody there? I mean, how would it serve their purposes?
I wouldn't say it's government, but I would say it's political parties. And I think that the motives are different. I think that we're in a place of fairly substantial transition at the moment, and so the stakes are becoming higher and higher. I also happen to think that this thing is riding on the soft underbelly of the huge discrepancy that there is in this country between the rich and the poor.
So bring us to your church then, and how many people are there right now, how that number has increased over the past couple of
years. Yeah, it's gone from about 1,300 to between 16 to 2,000.
Why would your church be the subject of attack as it has been? This is an incident that happened over the weekend.
There were three skirmishes on Sunday morning. The one was people showing brandishing weapons and warning that they were coming. And then a little bit later, there was in actual fact a mob that came halfway down the mall but didn't get near to the church but damaged some of the congregants' cars. But the police got rid of them. And then later on in the afternoon and evening, there were skirmishes from the eastern side of the city trying to make an advance onto the church, and the police kept them at bay. And then the police have been vigilant there since yesterday all the time. I think the attack on the church is very obvious. I mean, it does house what is known throughout the world now as foreign nationals. And so if that is what is being targeted, we're a sitting target.
Does that mean that when you're at the church, I know you act as a greeter for the many, many thousands of people now who have come in the doors. Do you also act as not only a host, but a clergy member and security guard?
Yes, I do. On Sunday, I can't tell you how sick and tired I was of saying to people, please get into the church, let the security in the building keep watch and warn us when things are going to happen. You know, people are, as you can imagine, panic-stricken because some of the violence has been horrendous. I don't know whether you people heard of the burnings of people and bystanders standing and looking and laughing as this happened, you know. I mean, it's almost as if a dreadful, dreadful side of who we are is being exposed. So much of this harkens back to the 70s and 80s and 90s and the method of destroying enemies and hurting people, necklacing them. I mean, just before I came here, there was a man, well, he was from Zimbabwe. What they did was they wrapped his hands in plastic and then doused the plastic with spirits and then set it alight. And his hands had been badly burnt. The sadness is, you know, that we're dealing with already vulnerable people coming into this country, and what on earth we're thinking we're doing in further recreating this torture in their lives.
Well, Bishop, do you feel at this point as though there is anything that you can do to keep these people protected?
You know, there are several things that keep protection. I mean, one of the things is that we're pleading with government to declare a state of emergency or to make 100% certain that if they don't do that, they bring the army out and that the streets are patrolled with a visible security. So that's the first thing. I think the second thing in the building is to meet constantly with the people and to give them an ability to ventilate with regard to their fear and their suspicions and their angers. I think as one gives people that dignity, that lessens the very explosive anger that is just below the surface. A very moving thing happened. The police came in on Saturday night and said to the people, there is threat of an attack. And they, some of them interpreted that as just arm yourself with whatever you can get in this building. So they started, some of them, dismantling bits and pieces of the building, like the communion rail and like a sort of trellis thing that we had. And I was not there. I was coming in from another province. And I came into the church and I got everybody in to the church and spoke a little bit about, you know, the danger of trying to use weapons like this, because there were other weapons which could be, and that they could be inviting those other weapons by being, you know, aggressive and violent. And people started bringing what they had broken from the building to the communion altar and placing these things on the altar. Now, if you actually think in the context of being warned that their lives were in danger, that, I mean, it was just profound.
We're going to leave it at that. We wish you the best of luck. If people want to find out more about the Central Methodist Church in Johannesburg, then they can go to our website, theworld.org. Paul Verrain is the bishop of the Central Methodist Church in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you. We wish you good luck.
Thank you very much.